Thoughts on Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. Why? Why this catastrophe? Why this judgment? And why, above all, why Judah and Jerusalem? In particular, why Jerusalem, the temple, all that the temple stood for? Why should this city, why should this people come under the judgment of God? Remember, it's not just the pagans. The pagans are going to attack, but it is God directly. I will stretch out my hand, and so on. It's God against these people. Why? Well, you've heard this story so many times. Oh, we're getting used to this. Well, read the prophets. It's not just my preaching. I'm preaching on the prophets. What did they say? Listen to what God said through Zephaniah. I will cut off from this place every remnant of Baal. Baal, I ask you. Baal. We're talking about the people of God, of Israel, Judah. We're talking about the people who had the law, the covenant, the people who had the priesthood, the sacrifices, the temple, the tabernacle. And they gone off to Baal. The names of the pagan and the idolatrous priest. Idolatry. Pagan. In the temple. In Judaism. In the law preachers. In the prophets. The false prophets. There they were. It's all there. This was rampant in Israel. Rampant in Judah. Read Isaiah. Read Ezekiel. Read Jeremiah. Read Micah. Read Zephaniah. Read these prophets and see. Those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host. They're worshipping the planets. They're worshipping the sun. They're worshipping the moon. They're worshipping... Oh, dear, dear, dear. Any god and every god. Those who bow down and swear by the Lord. Ah, yes, they're using the name of the Lord. Those who turn back. Ah, yes, but also swear by Moloch. they take the name of God, but they also use Moloch and Baal. Please note that. It comes so frequently in the Word of God. Whenever Judah and Israel were going into idols, they always kept the name of the Lord going along with it, or nearly always. And they seasoned it, as it were. But no, my friend, the root problem is paganism and idolatry. And this was why God was visiting them. Oh, yes, they used the name of the Lord as a lucky charm, as a talisman, as a sticker to put on the lute or whatever instrument they were using. No, no, my friend. They were not seeking the Lord. Those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him. That's the catalogue. That's the reason why. Of course, that's all history. No, my friend, it is history. Yes, I quite agree. But of course, it's in the Word of God. And it's to be preached. And I hope in this small discourse I'm preaching it. This is applying today. These words don't just apply to Israel 2,500-3,000 years ago. They apply today to us. We have to think about this. Oh, well, we're not guilty of this. We haven't got Baal or Molech. No, we've got entertainment, business, money, prowess. We like power. We like popularity. We like our Facebook ratings. We like performance. We've got our Super League. We're copying the world, my friend. This is paganism. I've just described politicians waffling on and pandering to this and all that, big words but little production. I'm talking about the entertainment world, the media. I'm talking about the business world. Entertainment, business, money, prowess, popularity, ratings, performance, Super League. I'm talking about the evangelical and the reformed world. Of course I'm talking about the world. But the evangelicals have gone to the world, written books about it, encouraging the use of pagan principles and practices, and make the gospel adaptable, fit the modern man, and attract the modern man. Get him into church attendance, and if we do that, all will be well. It's all with us today, my friend. And as judgment came, in the days of Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Ezekiel, these men are predicting it, as it came to Judah, as it came to Israel, I fear, my friend, it's coming to us. I believe it may be upon us already. We need to be awake, my friend. Idolatry and paganism didn't die out 2,500 years ago. It is live today. It's rampant today. is with us in the evangelical and reformed world, and we need to heed it and get rid of it. Remember Jesus? What did he do? He cleansed the temple. And we need some cleansing of the temple today.